We are calling for a vote of no confidence to be passed on President Muhammadu Buhari of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, because since the end of the civil war in 1970, this man has overseen the worst insecurity to face the Nigerian nation. He has also overseen the worst economic policy and direction for the Nigerian nation. To the extent that at this point that I'm talking to you, Nigeria is printing naira, and the value of the naira continues to go down. There's massive unemployment in the country. People cannot afford to eat. Salaries of workers are not being paid. And President Buhari just doesn't care. He runs the country through proxy by people we refer to as the cabal, and they engage in massive corruption. I mean, massive, massive corruption. Nigeria has become the global capital for kidnapping as we speak. It's become the global capital for banditry. It has become one of the worst, most terrorized nations in the world, second probably to Afghanistan. It is time for President Buhari to be kicked out of office, to be asked to leave, and we are going to start a series of action beginning with this public call for a vote of no confidence on the president by the Nigerian people.
Will this campaign only be on social media platforms? Because I have seen your Twitter feed and people are retweeting.
The campaign has just started, and our goal is to start it by creating awareness on social media. I'm not in a position to disclose how far it will go, but I think pretty soon it will involve all the stakeholders in the country coming together and putting their boots on the ground to enforce the outcome of this campaign.
Well, Mr. Sowore, the government issued a statement saying that there are plots by some misguided elements to wreak havoc on the government, sovereignty and corporate existence of the country. With your latest social media campaign of a vote of no confidence in the president, wouldn't you be following suit and basically be among those who want to wreak havoc on Nigeria?
They are the ones who are encouraging terrorism, and the country, one of his ministers had been outed as a terrorist sympathizer, done nothing about it. They are the ones who refuse to safeguard lives and property, and they are the ones mistreating Nigerians, and Nigerians just can't wait. They can say whatever they want, and they can tell the world whatever they want that someone is trying to wreak havoc on Nigeria, but it's Buhari that's wreaked the most havoc in Nigeria. It is the right of Nigerians to look him in the face and say to him, we're tired of you, we're tired of your failure, and we're tired of your system of government. We're tired of this holistic, disastrous style of governance. They have a right to do that.
Well, Mr. Sowore, what do you say to supporters of the government who are of the view that some of you are trying to rewrite what you couldn't do by defeating him in the 2019 elections? And that because he won, people are being recruited from ethnic lines just to destabilize the country. What do you say to that?
What the government is trying to do is to intimidate people, to bully them and harass them by blackmailing them with this destabilization alarm. The country is currently completely destabilized. Everywhere is in turmoil. So don't let anybody fool you with this whole blackmail about destabilization. What we're trying to do by passing a vote of no confidence on his leadership is to reestablish some form of order and, you know, the power of the people to regain, you know, dignity and integrity of Nigeria, nothing more.
What are the prospects of success? Because some supporters of the president, and for that matter, the ruling party, are saying that you should be dismissed and that this is just a social media gimmick or a stunt just to make yourself relevant. What do you say to that?
Listen, I've never seen any terrible regime before in the world that didn't have supporters, including Hitler. So you expect people who get crumbs from the tables of the current failed regime led by President Muhammadu Buhari to defend their source of food So we're not expecting anything different from them. This is how they're wired. This is how they talk. And most regimes that are going down or that have gone down in the world have also had the same arrogant attitude towards popular call for the president to step down.